From mic technique to voice care tips, we'll come to those in, a few months' time, by my reckoning, probably at the start of 2022. But for the moment, we're talking about inflection and intonation, everything to help you get a better broadcast, podcast, and video voice. Hello, my name is Peter Stewart. We're walking down the rogues gallery of poor readers, and our last one today, the nervous newbies. Yeah, this person is a beginner in reading, perhaps live, on air, and their problem is that they start their read not on their home pitch, but one or two octaves higher, which means that when they need to intonate a word using a slightly higher pitch, there's not much headroom to move into. It can sound painful for humans to hear, although dogs might be able to. As well as internal and external stress contributing to a higher register, the style and content of some presenters leads to them speaking in this way. I mean, there may be excitement that'll cause a voice to rise in register. It may be genuine excitement, maybe during the commentary of a sports match, or non-genuine excitement. You know, the subconsciously fake higher pitch of a game show host when giving away a prize. And that kind of higher pitch signalling to the audience at the event is exciting. You know, the kind of thing. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Someone today could win £20 million. Yeah, with that kind of higher pitch. And also volume, because a rise in loudness will naturally lead to a rise in register. It's impossible to shout in a low voice. So, you know, a frantic DJ on the radio or in a club or something like that is likely to have a higher register than a chill-out DJ. And projection, subtlety linked to volume. Projection is more to do with how someone throws their voice than its sheer loudness. We've spoken about this before. Let me give you another example. I can increase my volume by shouting and raising my voice something like this, but this is not going to be easy for you to listen to. Yeah, I'm increasing the volume, but I can, and this is now me talking naturally, but I can also increase my projection, and increasing my projection is more about the energy which I'm doing now. Yeah, the energy is much more focused into the microphone. It sounds louder, but actually the volume has barely increased at all. It's the energy and the focus of that energy which gives the impression of volume and intensity, but without the actual loudness. It's more to do with the projection. It's kind of throwing your voice a little bit further, if you like. And you do that naturally according to the number of people you're trying to engage, as well as the distance that they are from you. And in doing so, your register could also rise as well. So, for example, imagine you're talking to a single colleague in an office at work, and the projection you would use for that is probably quite low key, isn't it? Yeah, someone who you know, who is at a desk beside you, you're probably just going to turn to them and say, "Oh, did you phone Mr. Smith? You did. Yeah, okay, thanks for that." Even then, my voice lifted up slightly, but that was more to do with trying to engage somebody and asking them a question, which we've spoken about before. Now, imagine that there are four or five people also in the room. Maybe it's a meeting situation. Maybe they're just gathered around your desk and they're all listening to you. Your voice will change, and it's likely to be a bit more intense, and also therefore likely to be higher in tone as well. Hi, so what do all of you think about that? Yeah, your tone has lifted and your volume is likely to be lifted as well. Your voice changes, not always in loudness, but certainly in projection. And with it, your pitch changes as well. And pitch gives the impression of, as I say, excitement. Going off a little bit off the topic, because we're talking about the nervous newbies. And if you are nervous, then as I say, your voice is likely, we've spoken about this weeks and months ago, didn't we? If you are nervous, then your voice is likely to rise in register a little bit. And then when you need to actually intonate a word by lifting it slightly higher in register, then you're beginning to sound a little bit more like Mickey Mouse. It's all beginning to get a little bit silly. You'll remember from Oh, back in February, March, when we were talking about how to breathe properly, how to relax, how to sound more confident, how to sound more in charge, and therefore getting your message over to people who are more likely to respond because they get the feeling, they get the impression from your voice that you are talking from a situation of knowledge and not from nervousness. I'm Peter Stewart. Thanks so much indeed for listening. Long one today, short one tomorrow. Touching on intonation with four key points. Then later on in the week, I'm going to be talking about the bus driver analogy. And then we start our intonation foundation course. We tell you the story about Emma to bring something into clarity, into focus for you. And a bit more about intentional intonation. And then we're just going to talk a little bit because we need to do the foundation work before we go much further into intonation. The foundations of grammar. It's going to be a bit like being back at school. That's in about 10 days' time. As Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.